Oh, aren't we all ready for a new year? We never thought 2020 would look the way it has, and all throughout, the shared sentiment is we can't wait for it to be over. But what if this year is exactly what God wants to use in your life to press you, crush you, even to reveal something deeper that you didn't know was there? Grapes are pressed, crushed, and the skin must be broken to make new wine. The hard, dry ground must be broken, tilled up, and prepared for new planting and growth. Are we in such a season? I recently celebrated my birthday, and with each new year I am graciously given on this earth, I pause and look back. I take a current heart inventory and I hold my hands open to what lies ahead. I've been thinking about this new year, this new season of life, and I do not know what it holds, but I know who holds it. We've all pretty much thrown our calendars out the window to a certain degree, which is in a lot of ways a good thing. I'm not against planning, but when my plans don't even take into consideration a holy God who longs for me to surrender my heart, life, and those made plans to Him, I often find myself down a road I didn't need to go down or surrounded by circumstances that were not chosen by God. The Bible has so much to say about our plans. James 4:14 reminds us our life is but a vapor, and we don't know what will happen tomorrow. So why do we boast in what we have planned? Proverbs 27:1 tells us not to brag about tomorrow because we don't know what it will bring. And I love Proverbs 16:9. In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. I'm resting in that truth as I step into a new year of life. The good news is we don't have to wait for a birthday or New Year's Eve to get excited about something new or to seek the Lord for the plans He has for our lives. Each new day is a new beginning. New mercy is here for us in this moment of crushing, pressing, and reworked calendars and canceled plans. But are we willing to let go and trust God in this new day we find ourselves in? Right now, I'm not looking ahead so much. I'm looking up and trusting and seeking God in this moment, right in the middle of the chaos and pressing, asking Him, what are your plans for me? What do you, God, want to do in me and through me? The lyrics of the song, New Wine, written by Brooke Ligertwood and performed by Hillsong Worship, are my current prayer. Maybe they can be yours as well. In the crushing, in the pressing, you are making new wine. In the soil, I now surrender. You're breaking new ground. So I yield to you and to your careful hand. When I trust you, I don't need to understand. Make me your vessel. Make me an offering. Make me whatever you want me to be. I came here with nothing, but all you have given me, Jesus. Bring new wine out of me. We all had very different plans for this year, but if we believe God holds all things together, then we must believe the course we are on is intentional, for a purpose, for our good, and ultimately for His glory. That's the truth. Throw your calendar and plans at Jesus' feet. This is a new day, new mercy, and God wants to bring something new out of you through it. Trust Him in the process. I'm Lori Klein.